מידה 10, עמוד 241. אוקיי? 241. להניח תפילין. לפני כמה שנים קנה פרופסור יגאל ידין מסוחר עתיקות בירושלים תפילין של ראש מתקופת הבית השני. אוקיי? מי קנה מה? מי קנה מה?
פרופסור יגאל ידין
קנה תפילין
של ראש.
ממי?
מסוחר עתיקות.
כן, מסוחר עתיקות. מאיזה זמן, מאיזו תקופה היו התפילין? מאיזו תקופה היו התפילין? מאיזה זמן בהיסטוריה?
תקופת הבית שני.
בית השני, תקופת הבית השני, כן?
Is he still there?
מי?
He
passed away.
1984.
I remember. She googled and read.
Not much takes it
right now. לפי סיפורו של הסוחר. It's exactly the same as saying, לפי הסיפור של הסוחר, התפילין נמצאו על ידי בדואים. באחת ממערות קומראן. אוקיי? Everybody knows about קומראן?
אוקיי.
They found these tablets. They תפילין. They according to the merchant, right? This is the exact translation. According to the merchant, according to the story of the merchant, the tefillin were found by Bedouins in one of the קומראן caves. The Qumran caves are near the Dead Sea. The other names of it is the Dead Sea.
So Me'arov is cave.
Me'ara is a cave. Me'ara is a cave. Me'arot are caves. You know it because you read in book 2, Ma'aseh Ha'ez, the goat that went through the
cave.
Or if you forgot, you look it up.
That's fine. Kedei levarer kama dvarim hakshurim batfilin yatsa yadin יום אחד מירושלים לתל אביב. Why did he go from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv?
To ללמוד התפילין אמת.
לברר אם התפילין אמיתיים. מה עוד? כן, לברר. He went to clarify a few things about, נכון? A few things about the tefillin that are connected to the tefillin. Pay attention how they say it in Hebrew. It's different from English. Okay? Yatsa levarer kama dvarim hakshurim batfilin. Kashur be. Connected to. Then kashur be. Hu nasa barakevet uvatik shelo tatzlumei hatfilin.
Yeah,
he didn't take the real thing. See, he only took the pictures. V'chan barakevet kara lo davar. What do you think would happen?
Well, nothing happens on
the Okay, look at the vocabulary. What do you think would happen? Come on, predictions, guys.
Something's going to happen to the picture. The train's going to go off the track.
And something will happen to the pictures? That's not a big deal. Right, because pictures are replaceable. These are modern pictures, not like he found antiquities.
He didn't want to risk any theft or damage or anything.
What?
He didn't want to risk.
Yeah, of course not. Right. But what would happen, though? It said something happened to him, and I want you to tell me, what do you think would happen? Sydney, good guess.
If he had taken the pictures or the real thing?
He took only the pictures, right?
Yeah.
He said he traveled by train, and in his bag there were the pictures of the tefillin.
Yeah.
And here on the train, something happened to him.
Oh, I bet he's going to meet somebody.
I read it, so.
Ah, okay, don't say. He's going to meet somebody.
to be able to identify the pictures.
On the train.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So he's going to save the trip.
Yeah.
He's going to have an interesting ride because he's going
to...
Someone
wants it to film.
Someone would want it.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Cool. All right. Mesaper Yadin. Okay, here he's telling. בדרך לתל אביב, בתחנת כפר חבד, עלתה לרכבת קבוצה של חבדניקים. צעיר אחד מהקבוצה ניגש אליי וביקש ממני להניח תפילין. צעיר is a youngster, נכון?
Okay,
so you know the train from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, has one stop, Kfar Chabad. And yeah, and they always have passengers there.
Mm-hmm.
Either way,
mm-hmm.
A bunch of them coming up. What are they asking of him?
To
put on the
tefillin. Do they do that? They come up to anybody?
Exactly.
Well, only men.
And not only that, there is I read a short story in the newspaper the other day. They are competing. Like now, they have booths. And they are.
They
are inviting people to put on tefillin. They have booths, so
mm-hmm.
and people ask, "Does it cost any money?" And they say, "Oh, 100 shekels." Oh, come on! It's putting tefillin. It's a mitzvah. You can, donation.
Wait,
yeah.
Putting on tefillin, you're supposed to donate
yeah.
at the same time.
So,
they say it
mm-hmm.
makes it.
Yeah.
So they go and in the story, in the short story, it says. Well, I could have bargained because next door was, and I didn't know because when I went down the street, somebody else pulled me out and wanted me to do the same thing. And I said that I don't know.
So
whatever.
They pay to put it on?
No, they're making a donation. To
they
oh,
teach
oh.
them how to put it on because
mm-hmm.
most people do it in the bar mitzvah.
And
but
they provide them too. Do they give
yeah,
them?
Yeah.
But then
they
take
them
back.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
you make a donation for this lesson.
Right.
Just the lesson.
And they give Shabbos candles
to the women. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there is a joke. Short stories in Israel today are all about religion too, and one of them was about putting the donation towards putting on the tefillin. So,
now Chabad did this.
Yes,
the Chabad.
It actually is serious. It's part of their outreach. They
I know
perform
that.
The mitzvah.
I've seen them do it.
It elevates your soul, So, and it.
If he provides you with the opportunity to do a mitzvah and you're actually pursuing it, you're fulfilling a mitzvah and he's fulfilling a mitzvah.
And he actually gets points. There was a great little movie about the Chabad and the kids going out every day to see how many tefillin wraps they could get. And there was a competition amongst the kids.
After the people were killed in Mumbai, I'm on a mailing list. In India.
Yeah.
I'm on a mailing list of I think it's Milford Chabad person. And so they sent out the mailings saying, in their memory, women light candles, men put on tefillin.
Yeah.
I think it was a couple of years ago on Israeli Independence Day they had it at the downtown in front of this government center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all
and they were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they put it on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God
bless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talking to this family, I've eaten there. They're so warm. I mean,
they're very welcoming.
And the women go and do in the kitchen, and I talk to the man,
mm-hmm.
and he knows none of the
he
philosophicals. Oh, yeah, no, he's
no, they don't put it, they have no secular education.
But the Jewish philosophical stuff he doesn't know.
No.
But he talks with me, he's good at his job.
He'll
shake
your hand. Shake
my hand, but he has a joke about that. My wife shakes a woman's hands, I shake men's hands.
Mm-hmm. On there's a book that the Israeli bookstore sells called First Steps in Hebrew Prayer. It has some pictures in it, and one of them is of a Chabadnik.
They're not Chabadniks there.
They're
ghouls.
I assumed he was, but he has a black hat on. And when I first trip to Israel, there was a little table set up near the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and there was a man there helping us put on tefillin and say the prayers, and his picture. This is the same guy. His
it
picture
was literally the same guy.
That's funny. That is
really
so bizarre.
Yeah.
That's very bizarre. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
so you were asked, you did it, and you were asked, you did it. If you were to be asked, would you do it?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd probably take out a piece of pork and start eating it.
Oh, oh. I just want them to ask me. Yeah. I'll wear my tefillin.
All right, okay, okay. Okay.
You wouldn't do it if they asked?
No, go save someone else. I don't need saving.
Oh, but it's not bad.
Yes, it is. No money to that stuff.
All right. I'm confused about how you got. One young man from
the group, approached me.
Approached me and asked me
to put on
the film. Okay.
Seravti.
I refused.
Uvikashti mimenu la'azovoti.
Yeah. I asked him to leave me alone.
He was very secular. Igal Yadin was a very secular Jew. Keshehu himshich lehafriya li. שמעתי שהמבטא העברי שלו מוזר. When he continued to bother me, I heard that his accent, his Hebrew accent, is different. שאלתי אותו, מאיפה הוא בא לארץ? והוא ענה לי שהוא בא מארץ גדולה, רחוקה, סגורה ומסוגרת.
I have a question about the word order earlier in this. Me'efo huba la'aretz. Literally, that's from where does he come
to
the country?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to this country.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean from what country did you come. From
Nachon.
Where did you come
to this country? Nachon.
Oh, I was thinking it was what country did you come from?
Well, it is.
From where
It means from
come to this country. La'aretz. La'aretz means to this country. La'aretz HaKodesh. La'aretz Israel. From where did you come to this country?
Okay, got it. And he answered me that he came from the land of...
From a big, far away, closed and shut country.
Closed and shut.
Sgura, זה בינוני פעול, feminine singular. מסוגרת is פועל.
Yeah.
Okay, and פועל uses an adjective. Closed, totally shut.
Yeah.
Which country was that?
Russia.
שאלתי, בארץ מולדתך הנחת תפילין? In your homeland, מולדת, the place you were born, הנחת תפילין? הוא ענה, מאז הייתי לבר מצווה, ועד היום הזה אני מניח תפילין. מאז, since I was a bar mitzvah, and to this day, I put on tefillin. אמרתי לו, אם כך הדבר, אשמע לבקשתך. והנחתי תפילין. So I said to him, if that is so, I will listen to your request, and I put on tefillin. Pay attention to the style of the story. There was an introduction. There is a direct speech that Yadin is telling us directly what was there going on. And at the end of the conversation, it goes back to a third person. And I put it on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And telling us in first person, sorry. So why do you think he decided? Madua hu hiniach tefillin?
Ki ha-yelad.
He's impressed at his devotion.
Nachon. Absolutely. Absolutely. If this persecuted Jew, who is not allowed to practice Judaism, and we read in book 2 all those letters, and we know how hard it was to reach Jewish education, if that guy made the effort and all of his life since his bar mitzvah put on tefillin, who am I, a secular free Jew on the face of the earth, you know, not respected, you know?
Or that phrase, im kach hadavar.
Im kach, if that is so.
Okay, so you don't need the hadavar. You could say, because that means the
im
thing,
kach,
right?
That's right.
Im kach or
im
kach hadavar.
If so, if that is so. Mm-hmm. Im kach or im kach hadavar. בסוף הנסיעה ניגשה אליי נוסעת אחת ואמרה לי. At the end of the traveling, approached me a traveler, right? נוסעת, a female traveler, one female traveler, ואמרה לי, הבחור שניגש אליך לא הכיר אותך. אבל אני יודעת מי אתה. והעובדה, and the fact, שאתה הנחת תפילין, גרמה לי סיפוק מיוחד.
When they put it on, do they also pray, or they just put it on?
They have to say the blessing. But the way they do it is they imitate. He tells them what to say, and he repeats after him, and it's done.
The blessing for putting them on.
It's so spiritual.
But then aren't you supposed to do all your praying with them on? That's not what they did.
Just
for this.
Of course they do.
No. In this. On the train.
When he put on the filling,
yeah.
The whole idea is that you say the blessing. You put it on, say the blessing.
On, but all the other prayers that are said in the morning, he did not say.
No, I don't think so.
So just the blessing for putting on tefillin, then you take them off. But normally, that's not what you do with them.
Right.
That's right. You do. You say the morning davening.
Right. So I'm wondering if they were having people do all of that.
I don't know.
I mean, not you. We know that.
So at the end of the trip, a woman approached me.
But you may change your mind. Just a minute.
But there was a young man who was... Nigash approached you.
Lageshet is to approach.
Right, to approach you. And did not meet you.
He did not recognize you. He didn't know who you are.
Lehakir
is to get to know someone.
Yeah.
He didn't know you, but I know who you are. And the fact that you put on the feeling caused me a great pleasure. Sipuk meyuchad, satisfaction. Dalecha, you should know. Dalecha, you see the imperative. Shel yodea, shebni haya chabadnik, haya ha chabadnik hayachid bein hatzanchanim shenafal bemilchemet sheshet hayamim liyad hasuetz.
So these are the wars.
So let's translate it. Okay. You should know that my son was the only Chabadnik among the paratroopers who fell,
died
in the Six-Day War next to the Suez Canal. Usually Chabadniks do not go to the army. And it was a rare occasion, okay? A very special event where you see a Chabadnik, like ultra-Orthodox, serving in the army. Not only did he serve, he was a paratrooper. And not only was he a paratrooper, he died. He sacrificed his life for the state of Israel.
So again, the question, though, is that the milchemet is
construct
is
form.
Constructed of...
Milchama
in the feminine plural because of the sheshet hayamim.
מלחמת העצמאות, מלחמת יום הכיפורים. It's all construct. It's construct.
Yeah.
What do you mean? No. Yes.
No. The word. I think she was.
מלחמת is construct of מלחמה.
I know, but it's not because of ימים.
Not because of ימים. מלחמה is feminine, so it becomes מלחמת. That's
yeah.
construct form. It can be מלחמת עיראק for America. נכון?
Oh, thank you. Got it.
Sheshet Hayamim is construct of its own because it's a six days.
Okay?
Milchemet, Sheshet Hayamim, it's all constructed. Construct in a construct.
Yeah, got it.
Say that?
Yeah. Good call. That's right.
And I have another question.
Ken.
I know B'yachad means together.
Nachon.
So, Hayachid means the old...
Yachid from Echad. Singular. Yachid is singular.
Right. I had a long time before I found singular. So it means singular.
Yes, means singular.
And here it's the only one.
The only one, yeah. Singular
so
is the only
yachid,
one.
Yachid.
Yachid.
Means the only one.
Nachon. Like Ben Yachid.
Right.
Ben Yachid is an only child.
Right.
Okay. So why was she moved? So he was Chabadnik. The Chabadnik asked him to put in tefillin. He respected it. Why was she specially moved? Just the fact that her son died?
Because he was the general? Yeah, he was the general, and he was
take it one step further and get goosebumps all the way to your shin bone, really. Here it is. Lifnei moto, before he died, sha'alu chaverav ma bakashato ve'yasu. Just before he died, his friends asked him, what was his request, and they shall grant it, and they will do it. So guess what was the request?
Oh, they asked him to
he asked all of them to put on their tefillin, and they this was his last wish, and they said they're going to do it. They didn't ask. It's like an Asav Nishma, right?
Yeah.
We will do.
These were people who would normally probably never
will
do
not.
It.
Just like Yadin.
Yeah.
Here it is. Amar lahem hanichu tefillin. Put on tefillin. Umeaz imshicha ha'isha manichim chaverav tefillin. Ani choshevet shegam ata hinachta tefillin lezichro.
Oh, I did get chills.
Right? You do get chills.
So,
and since then,
like
his friends put on tefillin, and I think that you too put on tefillin in his memory right now. Wasn't unbelievable?
The mother of a soldier,
so she's not that young anyway. She, at least in her 40s, because, you know, they marry young.
That's
right. So what do you think now? How do you think he felt? From saying no, he is a foreigner who came from a very shut country, didn't have those privileges, and who am I not to take advantage of that privilege, so I'll do it. And then that lady says, he is a new immigrant. He doesn't know you, but I know you. And let me tell you, my son fought probably under
you
somewhere, right? And when he died, this is what his friends, you know, this is what he asked for her, and this is it. How did he feel?
Well, I bet he was a little humbled.
Yeah. I bet he was.
Mm-hmm. Well, was looking back at the sentence, the son was one of the few Chabadniks that served as a paratrooper, served in the war, but does the structure of the sentence...
It was the only one.
The only Chabadnik, but was he the only paratrooper who died, or the only Chabadnik?
Yeah.
But that's what you suggested in his unit. You know, there by groups.
The only paratrooper.
So in his group, he was the only Chabadnik that died.
Right, the only Chabadnik, not the only paratrooper that died.
That's right. Of course not. Professor Yadin Himshich. Now we're going back to his telling us. Sipura shel ha'em, the story of the mother, her story of the mother. Right, rabbinic style. We had that at the beginning. Sipura shel ha'em. שגם הראתה לי את תצלום בנה, דווקא ברגע שבתיק שלי היו התפילין הקדומים ביותר שנמצאו אי פעם, גרם לי התרגשות. What exactly caused him excitement? What exactly excited him? What was the דווקא? And the story that she told them. So there is a triangle here of the hero and now the immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
There is the ancient picture to fill in.
Yeah.
And then this is the story that she's telling me.
Right. It's
called
synchronicity.
It's
all tied to synchronicity.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. That's the proper word.
Ken? Af al pi she kniyat hatfilin hayta adayin sod, even though the buying of the tefillin was still a secret. Hereti la et hatfilin. I showed her the tefillin. Ve'udma'ot hayu gam be'eineha ve'gam be'einai. Yeah, tears were in her eyes and also in mine. So he was very moved by the whole of the... Who would think that if you carry a picture of tefillin, you know, exactly. So
that's the sod.
Okay. We had an expression "sgura u'mesugeret" in our story, and if you look at 243 at the bottom, you can see the variation of that in Joshua. Okay, in Joshua chapter 6, verse 1, it said about Jericho. Right? Jericho was a walled city, just like Jerusalem was, right? Viricho, sogeret umsugeret, is closing and it's shut from before the Israelites. Mipnei b'nei Israel. Ein yotze ve'ein ba. No, there is no goer outing and coming inning. Okay, no comers and no goers. Okay? All right, so with that, 244 to 245, review Nif'al, do the future today, excuse me, 250, 251 you did, 252, 3. We did 54 today. 255 is essential.
255?
Yes, essential. 256, 257.
Oh,
58, 59. Mm-hmm. Analyze all the verbs in the story. Verb analysis. Mm-hmm. So? 259 at the bottom, a midrash from the midrash. מתוך שאתה מלמד, אתה לומד. Through your teaching, you're also learning. So the more you teach, the more you learn. Okay.
Thank you.
בבקשה רבה, it's 2 o'clock on the dot. Okay.
Micro.